What on earth is going on in Australia? Hello again. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Hello, welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of October 20th, 2024, ship internal time. Although we have been aware of what I am going to inform you about in this video for some time, I didn't have any real reason to mention all this, as I also thought it was not a large enough subject for a video, until last night. I was also waiting to gather more information. We were preparing to have a good night, even more so as several of us continued to be sick, especially DK, little Yaji who had a terrible fever again, and myself, as we are battling with some mold-related lung infection. Just when the day shift of this ship, which is mine, retired to sleep, strong collision alarms started to sound, and the lights in the passageways turned to red. Ansar Declare Artificial Intelligence recommended jumping to Condition 1, which is basically, red alert for human ships. With my lungs hurting and Yaji in medical, we all ran to the bridge to see what was happening. All the other ships of the Tejetan fleet, all the ones you already know, were also in red alert, and expecting a collision. So, this is what is going on. The Alfreytons, or so their transponders say they are, suddenly amassed a large convoy of small to medium starships, mostly cargo craft which started to come out from Earth in large numbers, without obeying the Galactic Federation proximity protocols. They were getting way too close to the entire Tejetan fleet, which is orbiting in a tight formation, with the exception of the starships, Alcyone and Saska 1, which are now much higher up, in medium Earth orbit. We are a fleet of synchronized large starships following a pre-established and Galactic Federation assigned Earth orbit, and we are moving at nearly 8 km per second. We are many and we are heavy, therefore it is the Alfreytons who must change their course so as not to pass so uncomfortably close to us. Nevertheless, they exited the planet in large numbers, at high speed, all around us and some of them only a couple of kilometers away, or less, which on an orbital scale, they brushed past us at barely a boat length away. Again Alfreytons giving us trouble, as they have no idea about what respect is, and they do not follow Galactic Federation protocol, even though we know they have been uselessly reprehended because of this several times. And I need not remind you of Alfreyton's propensity to crash and consume alcohol. Now a word about Alfreytons, before many of you get the wrong idea. I always depict Alfreytons like Latin Americans, but that is because that is how most of them look like. Most Alfreytons are the average result of mixing all the other Lyrian races found on Earth, yet there are also many white, blue-eyed Alfreytons, Asian-looking ones, and darker-skinned ones, as well as all the combinations you can think of. When I don't talk too well about Alfreytons, I am referring to their culture, and how they behave, as many say, they are apparently more human than humans. I can also argue that Alfreytons are not one species, they are many Lyrian races mixed together in one political structure cooked up by the Galactic Federation and trained to be their minions, yet I do not doubt that there are wise ones as well among them, although I haven't met any one of those yet. Returning to today's subject. After this close call, our Tejetan fleet continued around Earth once more, and 90 minutes later, we were approaching the same place, and that is right over Australia. And even though we had messaged them to keep their distance from our densely packed fleet, they simply ignored us again. Once more the collision alarm started to go off, and all the lights inside turned to red again, as we were approaching the Alfreyton High Transit Zone, and it was packed with moving ships, this time some exiting the planet, and others entering it in a complete disorder. Those ships looked like standard Federation cargo and transport craft, most of them discoidal in shape, but also some oval, cigar, and box-shaped ones as well. All our starships in the Tejetan fleet fed more energy to their shields in case we weren't so lucky this time around, and all we could do was hope to pass among the Alfreton ships with no incidents. In this second pass, we could see and detect with our instruments that all that unusual Alfreton traffic was coming in and out of Central Australia. The central area of Australia has hardly any inhabitants, if any. I do not have the exact numbers, because the vast majority of the population is amassed among the coastlines, especially in its few large cities and urban areas. As many of you know, especially those of you who are listening to me from there, much of Australia is divided by extremely long artificial fences, supposedly to control wildlife, which is the official version of why they exist, but they also make it very hard for people to cross over as well. Those fences make no sense as they are hurting wildlife a lot, while other species manage to cross them, like the rabbits who tunnel under them all the time. We are quite convinced that those fences are more of a way to control the people, like soft barriers that make walking into certain areas a hassle, even though it may be, or not be legal to jump them. At this time I do not know the answer. The vast central parts of Australia host large Urch Cabal installations, under and above ground, and they are of the exact same kind as those found in the Nevada desert, if you know what I mean. This goes without mentioning all the old tribal legends in the area, which include strange creatures, some of them looking like humanoid reptiles, openings to the inner earth, and countless cases of disappearing people in some specifically marked dangerous areas and mountains. After Antarctica, which is always full of space traffic exiting and entering the planet, Central Australia is now perhaps the area with the most galactic Federation starship activity. We do not know what is going on there, less so as we are not allowed to get close enough with drones or with fighter ships as Central Australia, as is Antarctica, are heavy no-fly zones imposed by the Galactic Federation itself, and not only by human governments. Yet I accept that I do not know if any part of Central Australia is an official no-fly zone, from Earth-humans' government's point of view. I am quite convinced that those supposed wildlife control fences are in reality some way to control and limit human movement, especially among Australian citizens. The Alfreton high traffic over Australia lasted for another three of our full orbits, almost hitting us each time we went around, and then they all went away. This caused us to have a completely sleepless night, each new orbit awaiting disaster, although the damage would have been for them as our shields were on in full, and they wouldn't have touched us. What they were doing there in numbers remains unknown, as the Galactic Federation has no affinity to answering our questions, as they like to argue that most things are only need to know, and we don't. They are all, except transparent. We can only speculate as to what was going on there, some kind of change of guard or something along those lines, as it was not only an exodus, because as many crafts went down as up. So the most probable scenario is that the Galactic Federation must have had a meeting or a series of meetings with Earth Cabal overlords using their Central Australia bases. They may be preparing something there for Australia, although it usually means that it will affect the entire planet. As you already know, Australia is one of the most heavily controlled areas on Earth, as it has a highly tyrannical government system. It looks like they are cooking something up, down there. There should be many UFO sightings on the Australian night of the 19th to the 20th of October, 2024, yet the sightings should be mostly grouped in Central Australia where there aren't many people watching. But mark my words, Please remember that lights in the sky are proof of nothing, as lights in the sky are easily simulated nowadays, especially if you have the resources, like little drones that can do the job, so they mean nothing. In the meantime, I will keep you informed if we know anything else, and I send a special hello, a big hug and a kiss to all of my Australian friends out there. Stay strong, dear starseeds. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie Swa.